Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch, artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Breadbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.
Peace be with you. I am Bruce Wozniak. This is Catholic Sports Radio, located at the intersection of your faith life and sports life, and on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots of other podcast platforms, including the two latest editions, Pandora and Breadbox Media. Thanks so much for listening, and do be sure that you're subscribing to this show so you get every episode automatically every week. There is no cost to subscribe. It's simply an option you select one time for convenience. The show website is catholicsportsradio.net. You can listen there, but there are also links there to hear the show on all kinds of podcast listening apps, and there are links on the website to Catholic Sports Radio on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Please be sure to like, follow, etc. on those platforms. You can always send comments through the website, plus you can post thoughts, suggestions, engage with other listeners, and even post prayer requests in the show's Facebook group, which is called CSR Listeners. There's a button for that, too, on catholicsportsradio.net. Also, I hope you'll help me spread the word about the show. I'd appreciate it if you would tell others about Catholic Sports Radio as I continue trying to draw in more listeners in the hopes that this ministry will move them closer to Christ. In terms of my ministry moment for this episode, "Why so serious?" is a popular expression these days, and indeed, it's the holiday season now, and we all feel a little bit playful. Our faith doesn't have to be something that is so heavy, and in thinking about the intersection of our faith life and sports life, I got a notification on my phone the other day about two players from my favorite team that I could go online and vote for, and we're right about at the time that All-Star voting will start for the NHL, if not soon the NBA too. Plus, we always hear about how popular fantasy teams are and fantasy drafts. Parents, teachers, coaches, this might be a good exercise for you especially, but why not do something similar to get our children more aware of the saints? Have them vote for a saint or choose saints for a team, but ask them to state the reason why they're voting for or picking each one. It will end up being a teaching moment for adults too, and encourage us all to seek their intercession in our sporting and non-sporting endeavors as we learn more about each of the saints that we involve in such a project. Moving on, the guest for episode 44 of Catholic Sports Radio didn't show up, so I was left scrambling at the last minute, not only trying to find a replacement guest, but faced with the possibility of not being able to deliver a new episode for the first time in the show's approximately 10-month history. I pride myself far too much on never missing a podcast episode, as evidenced by the fact that I'm at 303 consecutive weeks with my other podcast, which I first launched in February 2014. So, in looking over my options, it dawned on me that when I spoke in October at the Second Global Congress on Sport and Christianity up in Grand Rapids, Michigan, there was a lot of good information I brought back from there, but hadn't really made a formal plan to use. I suspected that I might interject one piece of this into there now and then over the course of a handful of episodes, but in light of the events surrounding the absent guest who had been scheduled for now, I thought it might make for an interesting listen to hear some history, so to speak, of sports and faith intersecting. Back on the very first episode of Catholic Sports Radio, which, of course, you can still hear both on CatholicSportsRadio.net, as well as on the many, many apps that the show is available on. Back on that first episode, I detailed for you my background, not only as a podcaster and broadcaster, but my background in sports, as well as my faith walk. And while a small portion of that episode included some mentions of what I'm setting out to do here, there is no full Catholic Sports Radio episode that really focuses just on the topic away from a guest giving their testimony. So while those of us that were at the Second Global Congress on Sport and Christianity certainly recognize how the two go together, it's naive to think that all listeners, that all Catholics, have that understanding. So let's use this opportunity of the virtual guest chair being unoccupied to let you be the beneficiary of my having attended many sessions over those 4 days in late October in Michigan. For instance, author Gary Thomas traveled from his home in Houston to deliver the opening keynote and reminded us that 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20 say, "Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own? For you have been purchased at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body." And Gary Thomas also said that, quote, "We treat our bodies as instruments instead of ornaments," end quote. And he then went on to cite both Romans 6:13, which says, quote, "Present yourselves to God as raised from the dead to life, and the parts of your bodies to God as weapons for righteousness," end quote, as well as Romans 12:1, which says, quote, "Offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God, your spiritual worship," end quote. Now, to really roll up our sleeves here and maybe paint a clearer picture, I had the pleasure of meeting a young man while I was at the Congress. He's from Tennessee. His name is Anthony Marinese. Like me, he too is a Benedictine oblate. Plus, he is an educator, author, and chaplain, very accomplished young man. He spoke at the Congress in late October, noting that in the rule of St. Benedict, so we're going back as far as 1,500 years ago, in the rule of St. Benedict, there are three references in the prologue to running, references to strength, battle, and grappling, which we might consider wrestling, in chapter 1, and a reference to a summit and climbing in chapter 7. So you're starting to see already some faith and sports references together, if not implied. Moreover, Marinese, this young fellow that I met, pointed out that there are, quote, "implicit sport values even in the rule of St. Benedict," end quote. He referenced discipline for spiritual good and the moderation of diet, sleep, and sex, as well as moderation of will, speech, and thought, then transitioned to vitality in community and said that there's a mirroring of sports teams, fraternal love, supportiveness, striving towards common goals, and forbearance with others' actions. And so Marinese then cited his somewhat, quote, "radical claim of the day," end quote, saying that, quote, "sportspersons have lifestyles more akin to monastics than any other demographic," end quote. And I like that he also said that, quote, "God's presence is inseparable from the whole of life, including sports," end quote. I know that, in different words, I've made that point myself on a handful of occasions throughout the first 43 episodes of Catholic Sports Radio. And now is where I come back around and remind you that his basis for his presentation was the rule of St. Benedict, which dates back to the 6th century. So let that sink in. It's that long that we've seen these sort of sport and faith references going together. And maybe some of this is getting a little bit too old for your taste, too far back in history, and you're wanting something more modern day, which I do have. But first, I do want to remind you that as churches, dioceses, ministries, organizations, etc., are making plans for 2020 and some of the events that will be organized then, if you or maybe you're someone you're close with have a say in any of that, Be reminded that I am available as a speaker for your event, as evidenced by my having spoke at this second Global Congress on Sport and Christianity that I'm referring to on this episode. Now, what you might be involved with, or someone that you might know might be involved with, instead could be a sports night, it could be a parish mission, a men's conference, a diocesan event, or something else where my Catholic Sports Radio ministry is a fit. Do familiarize yourself, as I said before, with my faith walk and my sports background by going back and listening to episode 1 of Catholic Sports Radio. You can also look on the website for that as well in written form in the About the Host page. And then look for the very short Request Bruce as a Guest Speaker form on CatholicSportsRadio.net to start that conversation. And for that matter, also on the website, CatholicSportsRadio.net, if you do like what I'm doing here, if you're tuning in regularly every week to Catholic Sports Radio, if it's helping your faith life, if you believe in this ministry, if you enjoy Catholic Sports Radio, you're getting some type of value, some benefit from it, and want to help out, I would appreciate your support. I am just a one-man show, taking this all on by myself, including doing all the producing, hosting, and editing of the show every week, as well as the administrative and promotional work, booking the guests and so on, which means that all the expenses come out of my pocket. So if you feel I'm giving you something each week that you'd like to support, utilize the Donate to CSR button on CatholicSportsRadio.net, which will give you the opportunity to contribute in whatever amount you wish securely online. And by the way, I'm happy to give you a shout out for doing so, either on social media or even on the show if you wish, or of course it can remain anonymous. And also, I've talked to other podcasters whose shows are listener-supported, and for those of you that don't like the idea of putting credit card information online, just email me, bruce@catholicsportsradio.net, and I'll get you an address to send a check or money order to via U.S. mail. Otherwise, look for the Donate to CSR button on catholicsportsradio.net. Pray about it. See if this ministry might be somewhere that you feel inspired to include in your tithing. So, back to the Second Global Congress on Sport and Christianity. Another presenter who is being referred to as Father Frank, but is a PhD at LaSalle University, he aimed in a presentation about sports in the Vatican to bring us up to much more modern times than as far back as I was telling you before that the young man Anthony Maronese had been going. Father Frank noted that in 2016, the Vatican sponsored an international conference called Sports at the Service of Humanity, followed by two national gatherings in the United States. He also reported that at the beginning of this year, 2019, Athletica Vaticana debuted. It's the Vatican track team consisting of priests, sisters, pharmacy workers, and members of the Swiss Guard. And official member now of the Italian Track Association. And since we're talking about the Vatican, I think it helps to hear some specific references that Father Frank pulled out, including Annanella Stellitano, a member of the Italian Society of History for Sport, detailing the relationship of Pius X and Pierre de Coubertin, the founder of the modern Olympics, plus his successors, Pius XI and Pius XII, praising sport as, quote, an education of the body, end quote. And Father Frank also noted that the same writer, Stellitano, quoted the words of Pope John XXIII in addressing the Olympic athletes gathered in Rome for the 1960 Games, saying, quote, all of you, although you come from different nations, are joined in brotherhood, accordance with the spirit of the games, end quote. And Father Frank added that just 6 years ago, in 2013, Pope Francis addressed the International Olympic Committee delegates, saying, quote, sports promote human and religious values which form the foundation of a just and fraternal society, end quote. So as you're hearing, some much more modern continuation of sports and faith going together. Moving on, Father Frank talked about John Paul II being, quote, the most athletic pope of modern times, frequently addressing athletes and sports organizations, end quote. And it was John Paul II who set in motion the section on sport and church within the Pontifical Council for the Laity Now, his successor, though, Pope Benedict XVI, promoted the first seminar, which met in November 2005. There were 45 participants from 18 countries, including scholars, leaders of Catholic sports associations, professional athletes, and representatives from five bishops' conferences. And the proceedings of the seminar were published in 2006 under the title, The World of Sports Today, A Field of Christian Mission. Father Frank noted that a second seminar took place in September 2007 and took up the theme of sports chaplains. He said that the major papers for the seminar address the importance of pastoral care in the world of sports, and that an appendix included several papal statements from Paul VI through Benedict XVI related to sports chaplaincy. So for those of you that think that the concept of Catholic Sports Radio is unique, for those of you that think that the concept of the Second Global Congress on Sport and Christianity in late October in Michigan was unique, you're hearing now that this type of concept, this type of gathering, this type of focus has been around for quite a while now. Back to this session in late October at the Congress in Michigan, I also sat and listened interestedly as Father Frank said that an address by Pius XII bore the title Sport and the Service of the Spirit, emphasizing the relationship between a healthy body and a healthy spiritual life, and that the papacy of Francis expanded the horizon. There was also a wonderful quote that Father Frank pulled out of text published last year to bring together the work of seminars as well as statements from Pope Francis. The quote from the text said, quote, "Sport can be countercultural in that it provides young people with the opportunity for face-to-face encounters with other youth who at times have very different backgrounds from their own. While playing on a team, they can learn how to deal with conflict with one another in a direct way while engaging in an activity that means a great deal to them. Such experiences can help young people realize that they are part of something larger than themselves and be a part of what gives meaning and purpose to their lives," end quote. And that same text, published last year, closes with a quotation from Pope Francis from an address to mark the 70th anniversary of the Italian Sports Center on June 7, 2014. Quote, "Challenge yourself in the quest for good in both church and society without fear, with courage and enthusiasm. Get involved with others and with God. Don't settle for a mediocre tie. Give it your best. Spend your life on what really matters and lasts forever," end quote. And I should mention, by the way, that some of what I've talked about here from Father Frank, the original sources are available on the Vatican website. Stick around, I'll tell you a little bit more about that at the end of this episode. The last session, in the meantime, that I want to tell you about that I attended was given by a Gordon College professor named Valerie Ginn, whose area of interests include coaching, women in sport, sport ethics, and social psychology of sport. She detailed a study and then cited a publication based on a project called Ready, Set, Go, which of course conjures up images of ready, being gathering at the starting blocks, set, being prepared to start the race, and go, being start the race. But those same three words can also describe our race of following Christ and making disciples in the world of sport and play. So, ready is the process of gathering and envisioning people to make disciples for Christ in sport and play. Set is preparing everyone to be a disciple maker. And go gives us strategies to make disciples in the world of sport and play. We don't just run a race once, we run it again and again. The book of Hebrews says, "Let us rid ourselves of every burden and sin that clings to us and persevere in running the race that lies before us while keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, the leader and perfecter of faith." And the Ready, Set, Go Project's publication also cites 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 22 to 26, which might be the most blatant reference to sports in the Bible. It says, quote, "To the weak I became weak to win over the weak. I have become all things to all to save at least some. All this I do for the sake of the gospel, so that I too may have a share in it. Do you not know that the runners in the stadium all run in the race, but only one wins the prize? Run so as to win. Every athlete exercises discipline in every way. They do it to win a perishable crown, but we an imperishable one. Thus I do not run aimlessly. I do not fight as if I were shadow boxing. End quote. This episode of Catholic Sports Radio is going to be shorter than you're used to hearing because, wow, if that scripture passage isn't the most fitting way to wind this down, then I don't know what is. Keep in mind that that's what that was, a scripture passage. I just read you something that you can find in the Bible. So again, this is not a modern idea, this concept of faith and sports intersecting. So before I finish with a prayer, I will point out a couple links that I'm going to put on the show page for this episode on CatholicSportsRadio.net. Going back to my takeaways from Father Frank's presentation, I will put a link to the sport and culture page on the Vatican website, where there is a lot of great content to click into. I'm also going to put a link to not only the Ready, Set, Go project itself, but I'll also put a link specifically to their publication that I cited from a little bit, and here's why. Thinking back to my ministry moment at the beginning of this episode, it was a bit of a call to action, some suggested activity, some interaction. Well, the publication I'm going to put a link to is actually a workbook that has a lot of really great activities you can organize and get others to participate in. I'll warn you that it's 580 pages long, so you probably don't really want to print it out, or at least print it out hastily. But nonetheless, it could be quite a valuable tool for evangelization and or those of you listening who are youth leaders or in similar positions. In the meantime, I hope this episode was insightful for you, not only in terms of a peek at some of what went on at the Second Global Congress on Sport and Christianity, but at the long-standing history of sport and faith together. So on that note, let us close with our sportsman's prayer and do it together in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, you have blessed us with our minds, our spirits, and our bodies. Help us always to be good sports. Help us to understand that when we put on the team uniform, we are first and foremost ambassadors of the Catholic faith. May we always remember that those with whom we play and compete are our brothers and sisters in Christ. May we always treat each other with dignity and respect. May our work and play always give you honor and glory. This we ask through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks so much for listening. This is Catholic Sports Radio. Find more at CatholicSportsRadio.net. as well as on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It is at Cath Sports Radio on all those. C-A-T-H, at Cath Sports Radio. I'm Bruce Wozniak, and remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's that it's Jesus that you always choose.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... It's so much more than just a profile picture. At Catholic Singles, our platform offers you many opportunities to get to know the person behind the picture. Sign up today at CatholicSingles.com. Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at KaneFord.com.